following broadcast is brought to you by Magic Ape Radio.
Good to see you again, Michael Birdman.
Excellent. See you, Krimuppet.
Where is our friend Rusty?
I'm calling you Krimuppet.
Oh. What? Hey there.
Oh, there you are, Rusty.
You look really hot with that red on.
You should probably stand up on your feet, Rusty.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Instant Discussions.
Sorry.
Got a little something in your throat there?
Yeah.
All right.
Furball.
Oh, gross. Welcome to Instant Discussions. I am representing John.
And I'm Rusty Shackelford, representing Big Fat Cock Tony Estrada.
How do you know his cock's fat?
Because
everything's fat on Tony.
All right. I am Michael Birdman, and I represent Stefan.
Look at the stretch marks on my mouth and tell me it's not a fat cock.
So we're talking about the 150th episode of Instant Discussions. We're back on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Shit.
Another year.
And another one viewer. Awesome.
Yep. Hi, viewer.
Hi, viewer.
Hey, viewer.
So, what were your favorite episodes that we talked about this last year?
Favorite episodes?
Every episode with Rusty and Tony.
You know, I liked our appearances.
Yes.
Like, out of, like, a lot of them, the Muppet ones, like us, were so cool.
I think we were a little underused this year. I think last year we got a little more more screen time. But this last year, it's been a little low.
I just want to say, I'm pretty sure Tony makes the best picks, and Stefan and John have the shittiest ones.
Oh, like Pulp Fiction? You think that was shitty?
I didn't say they were all shitty. I said they pick stupid shit like Existence.
Oh, well, Existence? Yeah, that was a bit of a misfire.
And fucking Murray, Bill Murray, goddamn Murray, stupid Christmas special!
Calm down your tits.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm calming them down. Oh, yeah.
So this was the first year...
Calm them!
This was the first year that we looked at some Netflix original creations.
It's also the first year there's been a lot of it, huh?
Yes, they've been doing a lot more of that. So we got Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
And Daredevil.
Original.
Netflix has an amazing amount of original content. And I love it.
All of it. Like A Very Merry Christmas.
Oh, God damn it, no.
That is a Netflix original.
So not all of it's great, but there's a lot of great stuff on there.
I also like how Netflix just takes existing shit and then just says that it's original programming.
Yes. A Netflix original of with Bob and David that is nothing like Mr. Show. Not at all.
Nothing at all.
Just like their Arrested Development, which is completely original and nothing to do with some other show called Arrested Development.
One thing I want to say, Spinal Tap still sucks.
Oh, you suck.
That was a piece of shit. Who chose that?
Yeah,
you suck.
That
was great. Spinal Tap is a classic, and you are wrong. You are wrong, my friend.
I'm pretty sure Inglourious Basterds may have been the best movie that we watched last year.
That was a pretty great one. Team America World Police?
Yeah, come on, Team America. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I am racist, so, you know.
You are.
You can't, like, dislike... You know, I'll say there was, when I was looking over this list of movies we've seen and reviewed, I think I came up with two things I wanted to mention. One of them was that movie that surprised me, that I thought when I saw it and it was picked, wasn't picked by me, but when it was picked, I wasn't too sure about it, and I didn't know how good it was going to be, and I was like,
In-betweeners, yes.
That wasn't this year. He's talking about A Clockwork Orange, clearly.
No, I actually was disappointed in In-betweiners. Whether you think...
You hated Clockwork Orange?
I thought In-betweeners might have been a 2 when I went into it, but it ended up being a fucking 1.
Look, that was the first season. We don't need to talk about that. We're talking about third season here.
So, the pick was Nightcrawler.
Oh, yes. Oh.
That was a really good movie. I remember that one. Surprise. I didn't think.
And another recent film, too. That one was just from last year. Netflix is getting a lot of great recent films on there as well.
I really like how he was able to coerce that woman into sexual intercourse. He probably got oral sex, what? Too.
Oh, God.
You guys don't remember that scene?
Just shut this. Oh, just shut.
He's going to fucking bite you. Stop it. He's going to bite you.
Stop it. Bad.
We're talking about favorite parts and shit like that, and I'm just saying.
I know what your favorite part is.
Let me just slide over in this direction.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, God. What doesn't give you an erection?
Right. Pizza.
What?
Pizza's delicious, and
What about 2001 A Space Odyssey? Does that?
That gives me the opposite of a boner.
All right. So that's now even more. I love that movie even more now. If that movie has that power.
Is that how you're being...
It was a fucking black door. That was a fucking stars, a black door. God damn it.
The black door? It was Hal.
No, he's talking about the monolith.
Oh.
Come on.
Shit.
Get your references right here. All right, but we didn't do our traditional horror films during October. We kind of had them spread out this year.
I like horrors.
But, you know, we got The Babadook in there, another recent.
That's a good one.
Saw?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that one as a horror film.
That's more of a porn than anything.
Oh, you're... No! No! No.
I have a great question. Don't you guys think that Tony fella is funny and handsome and smart and sexy?
I think he has his moments. He's definitely better than certain puppets I know.
Yeah, I'll say that. That's good. I'll run with that. Thank you, Krimuppet.
You guys are dicks, so I'm gonna suck you.
Oh, God damn it. This is why we can't do these shows anymore.
At least we can fuck an asshole.
we learn nothing else.
This year we learn as dicks, we fuck pussies and assholes.
Look, Chuck, you got three types of people in the world, Chuck. You got your dicks, you got your pussies, and you got your assholes.
What are you?
What are you?
I'm a prolapsed anus.
Oh, this is...
Oh, God.
All right, we got anything else we got to talk about today? Because this is
Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay, so you were talking about horror films. Yes. I actually did want to talk about that. Because I'm not a, you know, horror film fan, really. And neither is Stefan.
I think they have their place, but most of them are not great.
Stefan's horror film of the year has to go to
The Lost Boys. All right.
Oh,
yeah, good movie.
Yeah, wait an hour for goddamn vampires to show up.
The horror film of the year goes, and I don't even remember like what I rated these things, but just in hindsight, the best horror film is Saw.
I love that. Yeah. Yes.
Over Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange isn't. That's not horror. Look, Saw's on the edge. Saw's a thriller, but no, Clockwork Orange is a statement on society and an allegory and it's a Kubrick film. You know, it's a thing. It's not horror.
What about scene of the year in Boogie Nights when you finally see his big, fat, thick?
That was a good movie too. I think Paul Thomas Anderson.
A real cock? If you didn't know that.
Don't ruin it for me, bird dick.
I think Paul Thomas Anderson always does great work. And
Rushmore.
It's great seeing this. It's the wrong Anderson brother.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Talking about There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Life Aquatic. My
favorite. Yes.
Life Aquatic's good. Oh yeah.
Rest of any there more things you had to blood. Focus on this year?
Oh, you mean the upcoming year? I think we should watch at least one porn.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Look, we gave you Zombievers.
Yeah. Right? That's pretty much as close as you're going to get.
Oh, that was a good movie. Oh, yeah.
That and... Yeah.
But yeah.
I think we need to have more screen time. I think that's what the audience really wants.
I think the audience wants to...
Write to us and let
to...
us know if you think that we should have more screen time.
And that we should kiss. We should all kiss.
Nope.
And Tony should kiss John and Stefan.
No,
I don't think.
Rusty.
Nope.
Email us.
No.
I will kiss them all, and so will Tony.
Megan's Law. I will call in right now.
No, don't look up Rusty on megan'slaw.org, you cocksucker.
I don't think I want to be on this anymore. I think I'm having second thoughts here. I don't know if I should be on film with this guy.
I'm not saying I'm on Megan's Law. I'm just saying don't look at my name on Megan's Law.
Okay.
I had one other thing. Remember, I said I had two things I wanted to point out. Number one.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
What the?
Oh, no.
Did you just look up Megan's Law?
God damn it.
Did you do that?
I can't. Rusty, I don't know if we have you here anymore.
Those were allegations that were proven true through bullshit.
Rusty, I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you to leave.
They were all Photoshop.
Rusty,
and it was CG.
Rusty, we don't need you here anymore.
Lucasfilms made that video.
Rusty, can you, I mean, I'd rather you just leave and not make this awkward. Don't make us.
I'm going to go downstairs and use your computer really quick. I'll see you guys later.
Why is he?
I don't think I want him using my computer.
How did he go? Why is it going to pop up on the computer?
I don't want him on my computer.
The search history!
No! Oh no!
The search history!
Wait! Faster!
Hey, what the fuck? Someone kicked me off my computer.
What? That's not your computer!
Yeah, it is. It's my computer. I was jerking it off on it.
No, stop it! That's not good!
But, no. I want it. That's all I can do.
Oh, stop it! Get out of here!
Did I hear a monkey beating off up here?
No! You definitely did not hear a monkey beating up!
Shut up!
No! There was no monkey! No monkey at all!
So... fellas?
No,
what are we doing next week?
No! Hold on! So I had another one more thing! I said about Nightcrawler, that surprised me! I wanted to also say the movie that did the opposite thing of Nightcrawler, where I just was like, oh my god, I think this is gonna be good, and I ended up sucking dick, and that was...
Rusty.
No. Well, I know you suck dick, I expect that. Sympathy for Lady Vengeance. I wanted that, like, I thought that was gonna be way better than it was, and I was really disappointed. But yeah. So...
Oh god. Oh man.
What?
Well, I had to throw out my computer. I don't know what he did to it, but it had several new holes.
Oh my god!
It was disgusting. It was a mess. Did I hear you talking about Sympathy for Lady Vengeance?
Yeah.
I think I liked that one a little more than you did, but yeah, it wasn't Old Boy.
I wanted more out of it. Yeah, like it was the director didn't. I just. I wanted more. Let me down.
Yeah.
Well,
let me down like certain.
Speaking of letdowns,
Rusty.
Now that I really think about it, A Very Merry Christmas was definitely a letdown.
It was a letdown.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
I feel like we just talked about that, even though we didn't talk about it ourselves.
Yes, but in our hearts, we did.
Yeah.
We talked about our oldest film this year, A Trip to the Moon. We talked about Hugo.
That was good.
I liked the little boy.
Oh, it's just...
Somehow.
Do you guys think we should free Jared Fogle?
No.
No.
Never.
Okay, I didn't think so either, but if you guys want to, we can put something together. Never mind. We'll talk after the show.
Talk over this. All right, so then
the same song as Cosby.
We looked at a lot of different... As we talked about Kubrick, we also talked about more Kevin Smith movies with Chasing Amy and Jane and the Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, and we had quite a few Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yes. We had Django.
Inglourious
Pulp Bastards. Fiction. Mm-hmm. Pulp Fiction. Exploring a lot of these great directors. And then also with Kung Fu Hustle and God of Cookery.
Oh, and Ip Man too?
Stephen Chow.
I thought you were just talking about foreign films.
No, I'm just talking about Stephen Chow. I'm just looking at his stuff.
Yeah.
God of Cookery had, you know, it wasn't as amazing as...
But
it had some good stuff in there.
That's better stuff, so, like, I can get it. Like, you know, it's just like watching Cannibal the Musical versus Matt and Trey's new stuff.
I think it's a lot of fun looking at these directors and seeing their films next to each other.
Definitely.
Yes.
And then there's other foreign films like Good, Bad, and the Weird.
Oh, yes.
And, that was actually pretty good.
So good.
Ip Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Journey to the West. Was that last year?
I think it was last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah.
Some really good foreign stuff this year.
And we talked about Frank, although I frankly don't remember talking about it. Something.
Something about some kind of puppet head?
I like puppet heads.
Puppet head?
think you should put your hand inside the puppet head.
I love puppet head and giving it.
Oh, all right, that's enough of this. I'm just...
I got this. I set him up for that.
Look, Rusty, if you're not going to leave, we're just going to leave you. You take care of next week. I'm just going to... Just get out of here.
Well, next week, we're going to beat off to F is for Family, a Netflix original. F is for Family and F4. For... Fornicate with a bird.
No! Bad! Megan's Law!
Something. Uh-oh.
Don't touch me. Please don't touch me. I don't want you to touch me. I would seriously call the cops, and I'll be done.
Whoa, we don't have to get the cops involved. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey there, little guy. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
This is doing well, actually.
Hold on, I want to put my dick in this.
Oh, God.
I'm done. Oh, so much. So much semen.
Next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that again. Oh, see you guys in 20 minutes.